This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This week, MMWR published reports on a parasitic illness caused by frozen bear meat, reported stroke among U.S. adults, and more. Let's take a look at this week's headlines. First, family members in three states got sick with a parasitic illness after eating previously frozen, undercooked bear meat. Second, the proportion of U.S. adults younger than 65 reporting that they had had a stroke increased by 15%. Third, most new cases of mpox in the U.S. occur in people who are unvaccinated. Last, the risk of H5N1, bird flu, to people in the U.S. is currently low, but CDC is preparing for the possibility of increased risk. Welcome, I'm Charlotte Kent, Editor-in-Chief of CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. Thanks for joining me for MMWR's weekly briefing for the week of May 20th. Trichinellosis is a parasitic disease that is spread by eating meat from animals infected with Trichinella species roundworms. Human trichinellosis cases in the U.S. are rare and typically associated with eating wild game. In July 2022, the Minnesota Department of Health investigated a suspected case in a hospitalized patient. He had attended a family gathering and eaten a meal that included meat from a black bear. Our first report describes the findings. Six cases of trichinellosis were identified among eight family members who shared the meal, which included previously frozen bear meat. Four family members with trichinellosis had consumed both the bear meat and vegetables, and two consumed only the vegetables cooked with the bear meat. Live Trichinella larvae were found in the remaining bear meat, which had been frozen for nearly 4 months. Molecular testing identified the larvae as Trichinella nativa, a species that is freeze-resistant. People who eat meat from wild game animals should be aware that adequate cooking to an internal temperature of at least 165 degrees Fahrenheit is the only reliable way to kill Trichinella parasites, and that infected meat can cross-contaminate other foods. Stroke is the fifth leading cause of death in the United States and a leading cause of long-term disability. The prevalence of people reporting that they had a stroke decreased by nearly 4% during 2006 through 2010. In our second report, CDC analyzed stroke data from 2011 through 2022 to see whether prevalence had changed. The prevalence of adults younger than 65 reporting that they had had a stroke increased by 15% during the last decade. The same pattern was also true for females and males, non-Hispanic white, non-Hispanic black, and Hispanic adults, and adults with less than a college degree. While the key to preventing stroke is managing stroke risk factors, early recognition of stroke signs and symptoms is crucial for improving recovery and decreasing disability or death. It is important for everyone to know the signs and symptoms of stroke, especially given the increase in stroke rates among different groups, including younger adults. Acting fast is key to survival. Does one side of the face droop when smiling? Does one arm drift downward when both arms are raised? Is speech slurred or strange when repeating a simple phrase? If you see any of these signs, time is of the essence. Call 911 right away. There are two types of mpox, clade 1 and clade 2. Illness is caused by clade 2, which caused the global outbreak that began in 2022, are less severe than clade 1. Clade 2 mpox continues to circulate in the U.S. at low levels. Our third report describes clade 2 data reported to CDC between October 2023 and April 2024. Following the peak of the 2022 mpox outbreak, which saw more than 3,000 cases per week, cases in the U.S. declined sharply and have remained low since then. During the study period, about 59 cases were reported in the U.S. each week. Most new cases occurred in people who were unvaccinated. clinicians, including those providing care for people with HIV and other sexually transmitted infections, should counsel patients about the benefits of receiving two doses of JYNNEOS vaccine. Infections in fully vaccinated people can occur, but are rare and typically milder than those in unvaccinated people. People who have received both doses do not need booster doses at this time. In April 2024, during an ongoing multi-state outbreak of bird flu in dairy cows, the virus was detected in a U.S. farm worker in Texas. Our last report describes CDC's collaboration with federal, state, and local public health officials to identify and prepare for developments that could increase the risk to human health. As of May 22, 2024, more than 350 people with exposure to dairy cows and/or infected unpasteurized cow's milk have been monitored. Daily monitoring of farm workers identified a second human case with conjunctivitis in Michigan, unrelated to the first case. While CDC considers the current health risk to the U.S. public to be low, efforts are underway to enhance influenza surveillance activities through the spring and summer. This includes increasing the number of specimens available for further testing and continuing surveillance for influenza-associated hospitalizations. Though currently circulating viruses do not have the ability to easily spread to and between people, this could change. Therefore, comprehensive worldwide surveillance and investigation of every novel influenza A virus case in humans is essential. FDA has confirmed that pasteurization inactivates these viruses. Thus, the commercial milk supply is safe for consumption. However, everyone should avoid consuming raw milk or products produced from raw milk. CDC encourages clinicians to consider novel influenza A virus infection when evaluating patients who present with conjunctivitis or respiratory illness following a relevant exposure, such as attending an agricultural fair. People with exposure to infected animals or contaminated materials, including unpasteurized cow milk, are at greater risk for infection and should take recommended precautions, including wearing personal protective equipment and self-monitoring for illness symptoms. If symptomatic, seek prompt medical care for testing and treatment if indicated. That's all for this week's briefing. Thank you for joining us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Subscribe to MMWR at cdc.gov/MMWR to stay up to date on the latest scientific information. Stay safe and stay well.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.